This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace.com is a magical place on the web where you can go and create a beautiful website that's so easy, you're going to wonder how you even did it.
Whoa. Try out that claim by heading to squarespace.com/spilled for a free trial.
And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SPILLED to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
That's it.
We're retired.
I'm Molly.
I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about shokupan.
That is true. This is a white sandwich bread, as you may know, sold in every supermarket in Japan the same way Wonder Bread is in America.
And shokupan, okay, so...
But shokupan isn't like a brand name, like Wonder Bread.
So shokupan, I realize this is like sort of a deep dive Japan topic,
boy.
But bear with us on this, because it's super, super good. It is, so shokupan is just means like bread for eating, and it is a white sandwich bread that you can get any supermarket in Japan, and it is basically just like Wonder Bread. Only the best possible Wonder Bread.
It's less sweet.
It's less sweet. It's usually baked in a lidded pan, so it's perfectly square. And it's got like a dense but not too dense, fluffy texture. It toasts beautifully. And it's like, I eat it pretty much every morning for breakfast when I'm in Japan. And it's starting to become a thing in the U.S.
What I love about
probably it. Probably elsewhere outside Japan.
Is that it is sold, at least in Japan. By like number of slices. So you can usually get what, 8, 6, 5, or 4?
Yep.
And so it's the same size loaf. The 8 obviously has the thinnest slices.
Right.
And the 4 has like jumbo slices. We were getting, when we were in Tokyo together, did we get the 5? Did we get the 6?
Yeah, I usually get the 5, I think.
Okay.
So it seems like everyone I've talked to about this in Japan has a strong preference of like, you know, I'm a 4-slice shokupan kind of person, or I'm a 6-slice shokupan kind of person. Like and the 4-slice, each slice is more than an inch thick.
Oh my
literally.
God. What was this one that you bought?
So they're the ones that I see in the U.S. are not sold by slice, but this is like a 6-slice here.
Yeah, yeah. 8-slice just seems boring. 8-slice seems like Wonder Bread.
The 8-slice is used for sandwiches, especially
because
like eating a sandwich on like an inch thick piece of bread.
How does this compare to? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. How does this compare to something like pain de mie or like just American white bread that someone might make at home?
Okay. So I did a little bit of research on this, mainly consisting of reading the Japanese Wikipedia page for shokupan. There was no English language page for it. Wow. I'm realizing as we go, like, I don't know if anyone who like hasn't already tried this is going to make it through this episode, but.
Oh my gosh. But
you should.
You should, because it's so good.
So I already forgot what the question was.
Shokupan, how is it different from like pain de mie or like an American homemade white bread?
Okay, so it is a descendant of those types of bread. So It is clearly comes from English and French white breads, such as a pain de mie. The French pain de mie with like the rounded top is usually called Yamagata Shokupan in Japanese, which means mountain shaped shokupan. So this is the square kind is I don't know, it's probably called like Shikakugata.
What does Yamasaki mean?
Yamasaki?
Yeah, isn't that a brand name for something?
Yamazaki is a whiskey. But it's a
what about Mitsubishi? Now I want to know what all these things mean. Do they mean things?
Yeah, I mean they mean things in the same way that like American surnames and place names mean things, but people don't really think about the meanings very much.
Yeah.
Like what's a Weisenberg?
Yeah, or like a
or like a Cooper is a barrel maker, that sort of thing.
A Weisenberg is a white mountain.
Yeah, okay. So that would be Shiroyama in Japanese, which could totally be the name of something.
Oh, I like my last name in Japanese.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Go on.
So when you buy shokupan in Japan, almost always the heels, or as they call them in Japanese, the ears of the bread are cut off.
Oh my God, the ears?
Isn't that perfect?
Oh, that's
because,
perfect. That's
like,
so much better
than
heel.
You don't have two heels on like opposite side. I mean, I guess you sort of do, but like, you know, if the loaf is the head, then the ears are the parts on the sides.
Or you could call them the cheeks.
You could call them the cheeks.
Why don't people call them the cheeks, the bread cheeks?
Let's make that a thing.
Do you like bread cheeks?
Sometimes. I usually toss them.
I do too. Yeah. I don't know what my problem is, but I just don't like them very much. They're not tender enough.
Yeah, so the ones that are shaved off and discarded in Japan before selling the shokupan, sometimes they get turned into like a fried bread snack or Yamazaki brand bread has released Chocolate Mountain, which commercialized bread ears of the side product of lunch pack manufacturing in 2009.
What?
I think I Google translated that. So
commercialized bread ears of side product of lunch pack manufacturing.
So basically they made some sort of like chocolate bread product out of them.
Okay. I love this hyphenated word, bread ears.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Oh my God, it's so great. I feel like I just feel like, I don't know, in some novel, like sci-fi novel, like maybe an Ursula Le Guin novel, they would be eating something called bread ears. Mm-hmm. It would be like a type of bread that's made like on the planet of Gethin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something I learned
It would be like cauliflower ear.
Oh, no.
So bread ear. Yeah. It'd be a yeast infection of the ear.
Right. I got bread ears from working in the bakery. Like flour accumulated in my ear. Oh, gross. Q-tip, please. So something that I read on the Wikipedia page for shokupan that I could not figure out whether it was a joke or not is that some people say that it's called shokupan, which it means bread for eating, to distinguish it from keshipan, which is bread meant to be used as a pencil eraser. And
no!
I was like, no, no way this is a thing. And then I YouTubed it and found videos of people taking a slice of shokupan and crumpling up the crumb into a ball like you can do with Wonder Bread and then using that as a pencil eraser while like doing pencil drawings. And again, like, I don't know if this was like a joke that, you know, that came from the Wikipedia page or what.
No, but for real? Can we link to some of these?
Yeah.
Can we?
I think this is
Matthew,
a joke.
Where's the show coupon? I want a slice.
Okay.
I love this. Oh, Matthew just threw a piece of show coupon at me. Okay, here we go. I've got a pencil right here, in fact.
Oh, okay.
Here
Let's
I go.
See if it works.
I'm crumpling up my show
coupon. Did you take the crust off?
Oh, I didn't. But here, I'll just use this crumb part.
When you were a kid, did you crumple up Wonder Bread and eat the smooshy
you
dough
know,
ball?
I was not allowed to have Wonder Bread. My mother called it duck bread. She said it was suitable only for ducks.
Well, shokupan is suitable for feeding gourmet ducks and people. Hey, that works.
Not very well.
Not very well. But I think it's supposed to, like, when you're doing, like, a pencil drawing for, like, you know, given a little chiaroscuro or something. Okay, so more things I learned about shokupan. So shokupan Molly is just going to be like, by the end of the episode, you will have produced a beautiful work of hand-drawn art that we are then going to auction off.
So, you know, if you've ever like taken art classes where you did pencil drawings, there are all sorts of like various tools that you might use for blending the pencil, mm-hmm. right? This does seem like a good blending tool,
mm-hmm.
but it's very blunt.
Yeah, but it's compostable. I mean, you could probably just eat it. Gross. So gross.
I'm just...
Okay, so, I don't know, I just got a bunch of random Shokupan facts. Anyway, Shokupan is one of the things I most look forward to when I go to Japan. One thing I haven't mentioned, that it costs like $1 for a loaf.
Yes. So, and the supermarket brand that you were buying for us was wonderful.
Yeah, from Life Supermarket.
Funny. Surprise.
That's how it goes. The theme song of Life Supermarket that they play sometimes, but not other times when you're in the supermarket. So, yeah. So I keep talking about getting it at the supermarket because there really isn't Shokupan that's like better than the supermarket brand. This is not a industrial version of something that people used to make at home. It's something that came in with industrialization and didn't really become popular till after World War II. So like commercial Shokupan made perfectly square with dough conditioners and stuff is the real Shokupan, in my opinion. Having said that, oh wait, let's see how your drawing is coming along. Oh wow, it looks like the void that's coming for us all.
It's the nothing.
It's the nothing from the never-ending story.
They used to be such good, strong hands. You remember that?
I do, yes. I haven't seen that in so long. Is it?
Oh, I've watched it twice recently.
Is it still good?
Stupid bat. Yes.
Okay, great.
It's so good. Would you come around and scratch behind my right ear?
I think when I saw that movie,
I could never quite reach it.
I think I got scared of books for a little while.
Really?
Like there was going to be a book that was going to suck me in.
You've come to the right place, my boy. I'm somewhat of an expert on the Southern Oracle.
And I think I was afraid of that a dog might make me fly on its back. And
Bastion, say my name.
Oh, right. Wait, what is the name?
Say my name, Bastion. You never learn. He just yells it out into a rainstorm.
Yeah.
God, what a great movie.
And I like the part where he said, Bastion, say my name, say my name.
Say my name, Bastion.
I mean, he was acting kind of crazy.
To the winch, wench.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Did you know that whether you're like a designer, a lawyer, an artist, a gamer, even if you're a restaurant or you're maybe a gym,
lawyer who's also a gym.
Can turn your dream into a reality with a website on Squarespace.
My dream is to start a legal-themed gym where you go in your trainer is always making objections and you have to decide whether they're overruled or sustained.
Do you have to do this while running on a treadmill?
Yeah, so you're on the treadmill and the trainer's like, objection. And you're like, no, I got this.
Wow.
Which is what you say
in
court.
So it's like exercise for the mind and body.
Yes. So this gym is going to have a beautiful Squarespace website. It's going to have there's going to be gavels.
Are they going to be able to move?
Oh, absolutely. You can do any kind of multimedia you want with Squarespace.
Really?
It's going to look great on any device. If I'm out on the town and I need to know where is my closest location of this gym, which is called Gavel Grind. I can just go to gavelgrind.com, an imaginary website that I'm making with Squarespace, and it's gonna look good on my iPad, on my phone, on my computer.
You know, Matthew, you can even sell t-shirts for Gavel Grind.
Absolutely, because they have e-commerce at no
exactly.
additional charge.
Exactly. You can try this out for yourself by going to squarespace.com/spilled for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code spilled to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com, offer code spilled, and I'm pretty sure Gravel Grind is actually an adult website.
God, you definitely said Gravel Grind.
Fine, I said Gravel Grind, and I'm sticking with it.
This is a pebble mining website.
Yes. Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Left Field Farms.
Left Field Farms is a refreshing new dairy brand founded on a left field thought. Just let the cow do its thing.
So picture this. You're walking down the dairy aisle at your local grocer, mm-hmm. and you're like, this milk all seems the same. Like, it doesn't matter what milk I get, right?
That's wrong.
That's wrong. That's you should
wrong.
Take a fresh look and choose Left Field Farms, because Left Field Farms is all of their cows are fed with non-GMO feed.
Mm-hmm.
They get plenty of water, fresh air, shade, mm-hmm. the things that cows need, the things that we all need.
They get to just be cows, which I feel like is really all a creature can hope for, to just be a cow.
Yes. So they partner with family farms that produce the highest quality milk, and that's what they put in the carton, and that's what you're going to put in your mouth.
They also make delicious coffee creamer.
Yep. So if you want milk from happy cows that tastes delicious, you should take a fresh look next time you're in the dairy aisle and look for Left Field Farms. Okay. So it's a perfectly engineered food product, in my opinion. Chocopan, not the Neverending Story, but maybe both.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favorite way to eat it, which we're doing today, is toasted and then brushed with melted butter and sprinkled with salt.
Wait, you brush it with melted butter?
What would you do?
I would take like just room temperature butter and spread it.
As you know, that's not a thing I usually do.
You must wash out pastry brushes like every day. I hate doing that.
Well, I put it in the dishwasher.
Use the silicone.
The silicone pastry brush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
No, I would.
Do you have multiple pastry brushes?
I think I have at least four.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh my God.
Should I put this in my Tinder profile?
Yes. Yes. Wait till you see what I can do with a pastry brush.
I went out with this guy, and we went back to his place, and he had four pastry brushes.
And
can you believe this?
He used them all on my body at the same time.
It was so buttery.
It was the most sensual thing that's ever happened to me.
It was like he had four hands. But he was holding two of the brushes with his feet like Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'm just picturing you, but somehow your feet, in my imagination, have morphed into like chimpanzee feet with an opposable thumb.
Oh, yeah. That would be so handy.
Wouldn't that be great? Especially for your Tinder dates with the pastry brush?
Yeah, I went on a Tinder date with a pastry brush. The picture is just like, it's like this pastry brush hair, the little like silicone nubs.
It's like in Arrested Development when Buster meets Louise Ostero, and he's like, it was a brown shape with points. Okay.
Other things about Chocopan. So in Seattle, there are several bakeries that make it, including Fuji Bakery. And more recently, Ayako and Family, which is best known as a jam maker.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at Molly's urging, I went to the U District Farmers Market.
I think it's actually Ayako and Family. Did you say company?
I think I said family.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, and company also sounds pretty cool.
It does.
I went to the U District Farmers Market where Ayako and Family set up their stand.
Yeah. These days it is run by Ayako's daughter, Alessandra.
Yeah. Who is super nice. And they sell Chocopan by the loaf, by the half loaf, and also like as a piece of toast with butter and your choice of jam.
Oh, wow.
So I got I bought a loaf, but I also got toast with the green rhubarb jam.
Yeah.
It was super good.
And you felt super sophisticated because you knew to choose the green rhubarb over the red rhubarb?
I was about to say red rhubarb, and then I'm like, no, I'm going to get the green rhubarb and show how sophisticated I am.
And were you greeted with praise by the vendor?
Oh, yeah. Like other vendors like ran over to tell me like how like I saved rhubarb.
You made the right choice.
Yeah.
What else do we need to say about
actually,
this?
Actually, while I was there, speaking of other vendors, this part is true. She was also toasting up a heel or an ear of Chocopan. And I was
cheek.
Like, oh, is that a little treat for yourself? And she's like, no, it's a little treat for Taki-san next door, who's the farmer of Mare Farm Taki. Which is a really good farm.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's great. And we should not fail to add that in Japan, when you and I were there, you introduced me to Chocopan with walnuts.
Yes.
Which is
kurumi.
And that was so delicious. I mean, obviously.
It reminds me of, I feel like maybe one of the first things I ever read by you years ago.
God. You keep bringing this up and it's such a dumb, dumb piece of writing.
It was about how the walnut Levan from Columbia City Bakery is tasty.
It's really tasty.
So we'll definitely link to that.
No, 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 no.
What?
Anyway, how's peanut butter on Chocoupon? I imagine a PB&J on Chocoupon would be the best.
Yeah. So peanut butter on Chocoupon is great. Peanut butter is hard to find in Japan, which is annoying. You usually have to go to like a special like imported stuff store.
No, you have to just take your own.
You have to take your own peanut butter, but then you have to check it because I think it's considered a liquid or a gel.
You also might wreck it.
Oh, you should check your peanut butter before you wreck your peanut
yeah,
butter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Well, I've hit that point in the episode. It's getting really hot in here.
It is. It's going to get worse, but you can leave before that.
Okay.
Peanut butter is great. So for sandwiches, often the crusts are cut off. Like Chocoupon is often used in Japan for making like commercial sandwiches, like a katsu sando or an egg salad sandwich or something.
Ooh, katsu sando. That would be with a fried pork cutlet.
Yeah, which I feel like is really becoming a thing in the U.S.
Yeah.
And possibly other parts of the West. It's a fried pork cutlet that's cooled and brought and then served on white bread with katsu sauce, which is like a kind of a sweet, thick barbecue-y sauce.
Mm.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of the show, listener Rose, is going to be doing a katsu sando pop-up at Kamonegi restaurant in Seattle.
Well, I've not been to Kamonegi.
I haven't either. I've been to, so Kamonegi is the restaurant of Mutsuko Soma, who is a local chef and soba noodle master.
Mm, okay.
And I've been to her old soba place a number of times, and it was very good.
Is it like something 45?
Miyabi 45th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That place is no longer there, but she has a new place called Kamonegi. If I can figure out when the dates of the katsu sando pop-up that listener Rose is doing are, I will put them on the website.
Okay.
SpilledMilkPodcast.com.
Okay. I almost used my Chocoupon eraser as a napkin.
I mean, if you almost put it in your mouth, I would have been kind of grossed, but I think it's okay to use it. You basically just used it as a pencil napkin.
Mm-hmm.
What is an eraser but a pencil napkin when you think about it?
Yeah. Really?
Are we done?
God, please. I'm tired.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it is 11:45 a.m. So.
Yeah. Okay. This was delicious, Matthew. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find us online at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can tell us about how many pastry brushes you have.
That's exactly what I want to know.
Yeah.
If you can beat 4, I want to see your profile.
On Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever service.
Yeah. You can also find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will not be posting a Chocoupon recipe.
Do you think in my photo, the pastry brushes should just be kind of like slightly blurred out in the background?
You can also find us, you probably have already found us, on your favorite podcast platform. That would be like iTunes, CastBox.
Overcast, Google Play,
Stitcher.
Or Google Podcast, Stitcher, all of the above. You can find us on Instagram at Spilled Milk Podcast. Did you already say that?
Yeah, no.
Okay. You can find our producer Abby Circatella.
Abby is the greatest. Uh-huh. Long-suffering Abby Circatella.
And what else? Please leave us a review.
It really does help people find us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I recently saw that there's a fairly new podcast that's like 4 months old. That has like 60 more reviews than we do.
Oh,
but I was a little bit devastated.
They're probably a true crime podcast or hosted by a celebrity. What is the podcast?
Podcast called Jen Gotch is Okay Sometimes.
That's a good name.
And Jen Gotch is wonderful.
I mean, she's okay. Sometimes.
She's great. She's totally okay. Jen Gotch is great. But by God, she launched her podcast earlier this year and she already has more reviews than we do.
Well.
Oh, God.
I don't know, but... It's probably she's better at podcasting than we are.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. I mean, we could probably be used as an eraser in a pinch.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm Matthew Hester Burton.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg.
Mm. We should probably start eating this toast before it gets soggy.
Oh my God, I'm not hungry, Matthew.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.